Cook County commissioners and representatives from Orb Management want to sit down with the Grand Marais City Council and try to find a way out of the community center impasse. The city has a contract with Burbach Aquatics that was negotiated in June of 2005 and obligates them to use Burbach for the repair, replacement, or renovation of a city pool. Commissioner Sue Hakes chairs the Community Center Steering Committee.
The city brings expertise and they bring financing for the project, and they've got this issue with Burbach Aquatics that has precluded them from participating because of a contractual arrangement they made about 6 years ago or 5 years ago.
Former City Councilman Ed Bolstead said that at the time there was no thought of a 1% sales tax and Burbach Aquatics had the best plan.
At the time there was no dream of the 1% money or anything else. It was something the city had to think about trying to do. We put out the standard open to bid or something like that for companies. Burbach was the one seemed to have the most on the ball, a bit grandiose in their what they thought could happen. So we entered into it after a lot of discussion and a lot of presentations, into whatever the legal term is for them to proceed further with drawings and things like that. And should we ever decide to build, do anything major, the agreement would be that we would do it with Burbach. Went on with it. We never settled on anything that we were going to do. We never signed, and I recall, anything that said, in fact, this is the design, we're going to go ahead. I suppose it's fair for me to say, in my own opinion, I thought many times he came over, the plan seemed to get a little more grandiose, you know, like an outdoor slide and that kind of thing.
At least three pool scenarios were presented to the council with three different price tags. Costs ranged from a $2 million renovation to a nearly $6 million new building with a projected 50-year lifespan. Mark Sanbo was the Grand Marais mayor at the time.
The cost was relatively high. Of course, as we find now, all construction costs are high, but I really believe that it was too high, and the city was not in position at that time to afford the scope of the project that they were talking about. It was put on hold, basically. There was no action. There was nothing that said, no, don't do it, yes, do it. There was just kind of, you know, let's take a look and see what else was coming down the pike, if there was anything else. At that time, there was nothing even thought of. The 1% wasn't even thought of.
A pool is part of the new community center proposal. The contract between Grand Marais and Burbach states if the city enters into any agreements with other entities, such as the county, the terms of the contract still apply. Burbach was not chosen by the county to design its pool. According to Burbach, that means for the city to enter into any agreement with the county regarding a pool is a breach of contract. That could cost Grand Marais upwards of $325,000 plus collection and attorney fees. The county not only wants city input and participation in its pool planning, it also wants guarantees that the city will continue to be financially involved in a new pool, much the same as it has been with its own municipal pool. City Administrator Mike Roth points out that the pool costs the city much more than it takes in for revenue.
In 2009, we spent $292,000 operating the pool. We received $69,000 in revenues, and then we received about $10,000 from the county to help out with the operating loss, which netted us out at $213,000 of operating loss. Now, in 2010, the county began reimbursing us for a third of the operating loss, so we received $71,000 from them, and the operating loss was $135,000. For 2011, I guess our budget, we expect to spend about $298,000 on operating the pool and receive about $60,000 in revenue.
In an attempt to end the stalemate, a working session with the city has been proposed by the county for 10 a.m. on August 23rd. As the county sees it, there are several options to explore. The county could work with the city to effect a settlement with Burbach using legal and financial contributions. They could suspend or terminate the community center project until the city is able to participate, a position the county board has already taken. Other options would be to eliminate the pool from the project, thereby keeping the city involved, or to forge ahead without the city and redesign the facility to work within county-only financial parameters. Another option also exists. The county and city have recently contacted Burbach about joining the community center project through a professional services agreement. That could satisfy some but not all of what the original contract called for. Burbach responded to the joint request with three scope of service options. One would essentially replicate their original role in design and construction services and meet the elements of the 2005 contract for a cost of $861,000. A second option, which would not meet original contract standards, was offered in, quote, the spirit of negotiating a mutual beneficial agreement, unquote. That cost would be $212,000, but Burbach added in the breach of contract fee, bringing the cost up to $536,600. A third option, one suggested by the county, would be for selected services to be performed for about $115,000. But again, a breach of contract fee was included, bringing the total to $488,000. Commissioner Hakes said the upcoming meeting is important to find a way toward solving the impasse.
We are going to discuss that. We're going to explore ways to get them on board. I know the county would really like them to be on board and have actually made that a contingency to moving forward. And so we're going to hopefully get down to the bottom of it and talk about some options.
For the time being, the Community Center Steering Committee and ORB Management will continue to work toward a decision on the best site for the new facility. Once that's decided, the project will go on hold until some solution to the contract problem can be found. That process could begin August 23rd. Jay Anderson, WTIP News.